This is Stephen Weber, Director of Secondary Instruction with Orange County Schools in Hillsboro, North Carolina. I am here today having a conversation with Suzanne Lancey, a civics and economics teacher at Orange High School, and Doug Buhacek, a world history teacher at Cedar Ridge High School. We are here today talking about college and career readiness and the new Common Core state standards. How are you guys doing today?
Great, thanks.
Thanks for having us.
We'd like to ask each of you, from a social studies teacher perspective, how will social studies curriculum support college and career readiness?
I think one of the 21st century skills that we are particularly well suited to develop is global and world perspectives. Two of the courses that students are required to take in the social studies department are world and U.S. history. And you can't teach one without the other. World history, obviously, especially in recent centuries, the U.S. has obviously played a very important role. Likewise, if you are studying U.S. history without discussing the world in which it resides, I think you're only teaching half the story. So just by the very nature of our curricula, I think that we are pressing on that skill and developing it every day.
A career and college student in social studies will be an active and productive citizen who's a critical thinker and problem solver. These skills are necessary for our students to become responsible and effective citizens in the 21st century. We do offer many clubs and activities at both high schools. I am the current advisor for the Interact Club, which is sponsored by the Hillsboro Rotary. And this club allows our students to implement, design, activities and programs at the national, state, local, and even international level.
I know social studies has changed a lot since each of us were in high school. When we were in high school, we may have watched movies or we may have memorized dates and maybe even the 50 states and capitals in elementary school. How will the new standards impact teaching and learning?
The essential standards of social studies really build on the strands that our students are already taught in K-8. And we're just building on those. That allows our 8th graders to become more prepared for 9th grade. The high school is that bridge that prepares our students for the career and college readiness.
What specific skills will social studies classes build on and develop throughout high school?
Well, I think much like the content is building over the course of kindergarten on up to the 12th grade, likewise, specifically, writing is a skill that we've targeted as a department, as a place that we can really have a lot of impact. Over the past couple of days, we've been having some discussions within schools, within departments, and across grade levels about what we're doing in the avenues of literacy, writing, expression. And I think that social studies departments, social studies classes, where we can ask students to analyze documents, where we can ask students to form opinions and defend them in the written form, we can have them reflect on issues, current events, that sort of thing. I think it's a skill that we are especially primed under the new auspices of the standards to develop.
I know when we think about a literate citizen, we think about English and we think about all the work in reading and writing and communication skills. But social studies does so much to develop literate citizenship and literate citizenship skills. What does a literate citizen look like at the end of 12th grade at each of your high schools?
I think, quite frankly, a literate citizen is one who is able to participate actively in political and social life. This is a student who can read an article in the newspaper, understand what it's about, form an opinion on it. This is a citizen who can go into the voting booth, knowledgeable about issues, knowledgeable about candidates, and make an informed decision. This is a student who is able to think critically through issues that he or she may encounter in a college classroom or on the job, and be able to work to the best of his or her ability with whatever she has in front of her.
Great job, Doug. Well said.
There's so much going on in Orange County schools, and these teachers are preparing our students at the high school level to become literate citizens. I'd like to thank each of you for the work that you do each year in our schools. We're here this summer talking with Orange High and Cedar Ridge teachers. We're preparing for the Common Core state standards and North Carolina's new standards for social studies, which will be implemented in the 2012-2013 school year. This has been a podcast for Orange County Schools. Additional resources are available for families and students at www.orange.k12.nc.us.